The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
I would have caught that. Nah, nah.
Check my dipstick. You need lubrication, honey.
All right. All right. Well, that was good. That was good. So you just keep a good intro going. Well, with that, shall we go ahead and begin? Huh?
Did you record? Like, did you answer my question?
I literally hit record. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure to get James's little fucking soliloquy there. But yes, hello, welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And to them, we say, Scooty Puff Jr. sucks. Anyways,
I don't know what that is.
Futurama. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes. And with me is, as always, James Brizuela.
Hi, I am back.
He is back, that's right. And Alex Cordova.
Yeah, with less gain.
Yeah, he did it with less gain. We're not going to hear him jerk off back there. That's good. Finally figured it out. Well, so I didn't even assign these things. But you know what? There's fewer sections. This one, this is probably going to be a quickie. But I'll do quick bits because this should be pretty quick.
Why? Why? Is it because the top quick bit has something to do with Nintendo? Is that why you want them?
I mean, you could do the Pal World section if you'd like to, James.
I'm good.
That's
good?
Me, baby. That's me.
That's you. All right, let's fucking go then. All right, quick bits. Let's do it. Nintendo will broadcast the Legend of Zelda concert on February 9th. Cool.
Hey, that's cool.
Very good soundtrack. Cliffy B reveals movie studios wanted Gears of War PG-13. Are you shitting me? Oh, my God. All right, let's go. Mm-hmm. Rocksteady reveals that Joker will be the first DLC for Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
That's what I have to say.
We can keep digging in on this one. Because speaking of Suicide Squad, the game was taken offline for almost a full day for early access players who paid $100 for this quote-unquote feature.
In a single player game. And it was also marked down by over 30% in the UK.
Yes, I was about to mention that as well, so we'll touch on that clusterfuck. Actually, let's touch on that, these first quick bits, real quick.
Before
we get to the next ones, please, everybody get your fingers on this one. What's going on?
We've discussed Suicide Squad multiple times on the podcast already, and there you go. Like, dude, people don't want a overproduced live service game from Rocksteady. Like, we don't. Mm-mm. The Arkham games were so good. That's what we wanted with Suicide Squad. But they didn't do that. And everybody's shitting on it. And look what happened. They had to... I bet you, they literally had to fast-pace, create the Joker as a playable character just to try to save it. I guarantee that's what they did.
Yeah.
It's not even the Arkham Joker, dude. It's a fucking...
And it's some weird...
Joker.
Yeah, some weird version of him as well. That's
which really just, you know what? That really grinds my gears because I'm not going to lie. If they would have just said straight from the get-go that this was like a Elseworld story, people would have been more accepting to it. But if you go and tout that it's in the Arkham universe and all that shit, it's like, I mean, I had no interest in playing this game. So trust me, I've been balls deep in the spoilers just to see how much of a clusterfuck it was story-wise.
Yeah.
And it is a clusterfuck. I'm like, what in the blue hell? Like, it was just so stupid how this team, quote unquote, Suicide Squad, is able to take down like the Justice League members. I'm like, okay, like that's cool, I guess. I have no interest in playing it. So I looked it up.
I haven't looked that stuff up, but my assumption would have been like it's gonna be the equivalent of Kratos taking down like the gods, like fights like that. Because, like, how the hell do you take down a superpowered Superman?
I'm not gonna get into spoilers, but trust me, the internet is just like the mythos of the Justice League is like they're supposed to be even more powerful than the Avengers, right? They're supposed to be like gods, basically,
right.
And they're all taken down with guns. basically. So, yeah, whoa. Enough said on that. Yeah.
With the like, guns, with the guns that you buy, you know, your paid guns.
We'll probably have to blank that part out. Mm-hmm. We'll blank that part out because that is a big spoiler. Sorry, people.
It's all shooting. That's the fucking gameplay. That's what I mean. Yeah, shooting. How the hell do you think you're going to beat him?
All right. Well, I'm sorry that we have a member of our podcast that likes to just do that. But hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler Dova has been revealed publicly now.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler Dova is now public.
It's not knowledge. Like it's in every fucking trailer that they're shooting every fucking thing on screen, guys.
Go, Jace, please.
Good Lord.
I am sorry to the 10 people that will be playing Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. For you 10 people, I am very sorry.
Oh my God. You just like, yeah, that's it. In the Arkham boss fights, okay, like Batman didn't just punch him a whole bunch of times. You know, there was mechanics to it, right? Mm-hmm, there's no fucking mechanics to these fights that I saw. It's like, how does Harley Quinn kill the Flash or, you know, like beat a Green Lantern ring? Like, it just doesn't happen. It's so stupid. Like,
it's a good DLC gun that they purchased.
I was gonna say, you know what it was? It's actually a pay-to-win gun. That's how they win. But
at least with the cool skin.
It's like it defeats the whole purpose of tying it to the Arkham universe. If you're just gonna bring in a Joker from another world, just do the whole fucking game from another world. That's what they should have did.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I should have did, like maybe not make it a live service game and completely kill my interest in it, because like when you said it early on, like all I wanted was a Arkham style game with the Suicide Squad characters. I'm like, damn, that sounds good. Why don't we have that from the people who made Arkham?
I'm telling you, they should have followed the same exact formula that the Guardians of the Galaxy game did and give you, let you control like Captain Boomerang as a main character or whoever, and then you just tag in the other people, or they're there. They're like NPCs that help you out and like overall. And then maybe throw in co-op. I don't know. That would have been cool too. Like somebody can jump into the game and play as King Shark or whatever. But I don't know.
Dude. How are you supposed to sell gun skins that way, James?
Yeah. Come on. Fuck if I know. But look, apparently they can't sell the game at all. They had a discount. They had it discounted over 30%.
That was a good singer. Early access lost a day. That's fantastic.
Dude, this is just so upsetting because Rocksteady like fucking hit home runs for so long, and this is just a giant turd. And it sucks because while sometimes it feels like we're getting out of the microtransaction world, people like this just buy back into it, or studios just try to like get back into it somehow or get fans back into it, and it just doesn't work.
Especially at the WB for some very obvious reasons this game is the direction it is. Sierra yearly fails.
Zaslav.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, speaking of studio bullshit, that Cliffy B thing is kind of dumb too. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I think he was talking about, you know, when Gears was at the height, you know, a couple years ago. I mean, not a couple, like a decade ago, when there was rumors of the movie back then that they were going to make it PG-13. But I believe the Netflix shit that I don't know if he's involved in it, but I know that Epic Games or whatever Gears shit they're doing for Netflix, I don't believe that's what he was talking about. He was talking about the old, you know.
Yeah.
Decade old fucking movie that they've been trying to make for forever.
Like, they tried doing that with BioShock also, PG-13 and all that shit. Yeah. It didn't end up working out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the decade ago was a weird time, you know? But yeah.
I mean, I could kind of see them going PG-13 with a lot of like implied killing, and it could kind of work, but yeah, it's still kind of stupid that they're not just going to go rated R and just give us the ultra violent Gears of
Chainsaw,
War. Like
Chainsaws on their guns. That is an R-rated feature there.
I'm just saying. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. But I see why they would do that.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, I guess there's a Zelda concert. That's pretty cool. I mean, where's that? Like an orchestra? Like, what is this? Streaming?
Well, they do that shit. Those type of concerts are big in Japan, dude. Like, I've seen videos of them doing a full-on orchestra of Attack on Titan music. And, like, dude, yeah. or, like, Demon Slayer. Like, yeah, they get into it, dude.
Like, they do Final Fantasy, too.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
Yep. Give me one of these at the Hollywood Bowl, dude. I will fucking... Oof.
Probably. Yeah, that's where they've had the Final Fantasy one there.
They did?
Yeah.
They did the Advent Children there at... With a full orchestra.
Okay, if this Zelda shit comes up, Hollywood Bowl, tickets right away, dude. I'm paying the
premiums. I want to say that they've either done it there or they've done it at the Greek Theater, but they've done it here. Like, we never had the chance to go.
So. I know, now's the time, because, yeah, honestly, Zelda soundtrack is amongst the best. And I'll throw one more news bit here. Yeah, that's fine. Song of Storms, dude. Yeah, this is crying at the Hollywood Bowl.
Listen!
Yeah. Oh, the World War confirmation I forgot to put in here. I was going to put it up top. Nintendo World is confirmed next year for Universal Studios Florida, along with their like whole universe thing. That literally just dropped. And a quick hint is Donkey Kong is going to be featured according to the little preview stills. That's right.
Donkey Kong!
Mm-hmm. Yep, which means Donkey Kong Land might open up with it. We'll see. So
let's go. Yeah. But I'm not getting on that minecart.
That shit's right. Ride. None of that, like, jumping gaps and shit. I'm good.
No, dude, I heard they were going to put that in the ride where the coaster's going to actually come off the track.
We literally talked about that on this show, and we are still no. All
right. Yeah. No, it's not happening. We're not doing that.
Nah. Anyways, more quick bits, all right? And then we get the juicy stuff. So, Halo Infinite says goodbye to seasons, with Season 5 officially being the last. And of course, Microsoft, in less stellar Microsoft news here, is actually hit hard with layoffs. Activision Blizzard was hit even harder, was hit even after the record buyout last year, also laying off the entire physical games department. Cool. There was another round of layoffs actually that just dropped today, but you know, I didn't even bother logging those ones in.
It was a whole bunch. Actually, a little quick bit, a little on top of that, I believe they said that in just the month of January, dude, like, they've already eclipsed all the layoffs from last year. Video game business wise, everywhere.
After a record-setting year, isn't that interesting? Yeah, and then
in the first month, they already surpassed all of 2023's layoffs, or they hit halfway point in 1 month or some shit like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I've heard from people that they definitely overstocked their developers because COVID was such a big hit and stuff. But, like, honestly, after last year and the success, anyways, let's just look at one more loss here, too. And in more bad news for publishers, Devolver Digital CEO has resigned after an over 90% drop in stock price over last year, spelling near doom for the indie publisher, which would also suck because Devolver Digital, for a while, was amazing.
Hotline Miami, baby.
Yeah. Gato Roboto. Great game.
They made Inscription, and Inscription is fucking incredible. So
that sucks. They
Trek to Yomi. They made that just last year,
dude. I'm telling you, they just haven't had a hit. They haven't.
Cult of Lamb. I heard that one's really good.
That's their last big hit. For the last year, they really haven't actually had a good one. I'm trying to see.
You mean Cosmic Wheel Sisterhood wasn't good?
Oh wow, yeah, that really could have saved the company there, huh?
Or what about Wizard with a Gun? Is that not good?
Wait.
My bad. This is what should have saved them. It looks like it's a Netflix only game called Poimpy, and Poimpy looks like a ripoff of Kirby. So,
oh my god. Okay. Yeah,
what sounds like some.
That sounds pretty bad.
You gotta look this up.
Where's Point P? Hold on, I gotta look this shit up too.
I went to their website. I just went on, clicked on games, and just go to the second page.
Okay, all right, I'm doing
this.
This
is the most janky shit ever.
How do you spell that, dude? Go ahead and just let me know.
No, I'm just gonna text it right now. I'm gonna text it to you guys.
Come on, Point P.
All those titles though, they sound like straight up softcore porn. Video names.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, there are, like, Gunbrella, I heard, is good. There's some bangers, but then there's a lot of that shit, like Poimpy.
Man, they were doing bangers all the time, though. Like,
Weird West. Weird West is cool.
Weird West. Yes, exactly. They had
Death's Door. I started playing that.
Death's Door is good. Yeah. Katana Zero. Fucking Fall Guys, they were rocking for a bit. Broforce.
Broforce is fantastic. Damn, they're not gonna make any more Broforce DLC.
No, I'm telling you,
they were done with that anyways.
Oh my god, fucking Point P! Look at that ripoff ass. Holy shit!
Enter the Gungeon is fantastic. Enter the
Gungeon is good too. Yeah, see, no, and yeah. That, but that's all pre their fucking gigantic loss.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is actually a really big loss.
So what you're telling me is Point B did not help.
Point B didn't exactly save them. Jesus, we don't know how much it helped. Enough. Wow, there it is, Point B. Yeah, hold on, I'm going to click further into it.
He said there it is.
Wow. Oh, shit. Yeah, that looks pretty dumb. Okay.
Straight Kirby. And they try to make it sound like Kirby. Point B, Kirby, come on. Come on,
dude. Is he sucking everything up, what are you doing? To? Get fruit, make juice, everything. Feed the hungry beast. Oh, my God.
Speaking of sucking everything up, let's get to this news.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, just...
Wow, I was going to say, you're not even going to say anything about the physical games department. I'm just wiping it all off the face of the earth.
I mean, look, man, look. I bought my shit digital, so... No, that sucks. I mean...
I'm still physical.
It's Microsoft, so, you know. At this point, it's always going to be Microsoft doing janky shit, so...
Well, on top of that, though, there's rumors that I haven't seen it in person because I don't really go to stores anymore. I just order shit online. But they say that the physical games sections of Xbox games at stores are being sent back to Microsoft for destruction. So people are people that work at Best Buy or Target are straight up just sending them, not sending them back, but keeping them, and almost there's going to be a little black market of physical Xbox games coming out soon.
Damn.
Because they're hoarding them because Microsoft's directive is to destroy them or send them back, which is
that's
stupid.
Crazy.
Yeah. What the hell is this bullshit checking?
Because there's also little rumblings of that they're going to make the next Xbox, you know, whether that be their next gen or just a rehash of the Series X, all digital, kind of like the Series S.
Yes.
So they're going to go all in on that.
Well, that got leaked was that their Series X refresh was going to be completely digital.
All digital.
The cylinder-looking motherfucker. That thing.
Wasn't there another, besides Alan Wake 2, isn't there another game coming out from them that's going to be digital only?
You know, for Alan Wake, gaming news podcast, we should know this, but I'm not 100% sure.
No, I'm trying to think of it off the top of my head, but Alan Wake 2 is digital only.
Digital only? You cannot get a physical copy of it. That's 100% true.
And then Infinite ending the seasons, now they're going to operations, quote unquote, which are just mini seasons. But the good news on that is that it's free. The bad news is you can't earn any more credits and shit, so now they're going pretty much all free to play.
Yeah,
you have to buy, you're gonna have to buy everything that you want to earn, so to speak. But it sucks because season 5 was good. Everyone thought they were going in a good direction.
It was absolutely good. But also kind of gives me this idea that maybe they're now working on more Halo. Like a different Halo, another take
on it. Yeah, they're moving on.
They're moving on. But hey, you know what? Maybe you give us a full one next time because it's... and I'm going to talk about it when I talk about what we're playing. Brilliant game. It took too long to become brilliant. I'm sorry. I wish I could have been playing the same experience I'm playing now for the past 2-3 years. Would have been fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. But no, let's talk about this news. Huh? Yeah. R4W, yeah, you want this one? It's news time, baby.
Yeah. Speaking of starting off right, huh?
Yes.
Or what'd you just say? Blowing your mind? Blowing your wad? What?
No?
I don't think anybody said that ever.
No? My bad. I thought you said this game was I wish I could have been playing this game from the beginning. It was blowing my mind. But anyways, I know you don't want to talk about this one because I think Pokemon has met its match because we are all just Pokemon boys in a pal world. All right, guys.
Check this out. Hey, yes. I got thoughts though, so please continue.
I'm sure everyone has heard of this game that released, I believe, in early January. I think it actually released the week that we did our last episode, so we didn't really get to talk about it. But this game called Pal World. It has broken numerous records, with the latest numbers, I believe today or yesterday, being 19 million players have played this game. 12 million for Steam and 7 million, which it should be million, my bad, for Xbox Game
Pass.
That's
the fucking Cajun way of saying
it. 7 million. I can't believe this game hit 7 million on Game Pass. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, those numbers, you know, at a time, it was second only to PUBG all time as, the most concurrent, I think. Everyone playing at the same time, basically. It was second to PUBG.
Yeah.
Quick question. So, is it Pal World or is it Paul World?
I think it's Pal World because they're pals.
Okay. Yeah, I would say
Pal World. Yeah, that's what I thought. But, okay, I was not sure.
So that's what we're gonna break into this game a lot right here, people. So you know, strap in, grab your pals, and just sit around because. In other news regarding
Strap
Power
in,
World,
blow your low. You were just on something right now. Please.
The Pokemon Company has released a statement regarding Power World, promising to investigate and take appropriate measures. Because I don't know if you guys know, but some of these things look like they're straight ripped out of Pokemon. Very,
yes. No.
Oh boy.
It's, man.
It's weird. Really... It's almost as if they just made them different colors or put the colors in different places.
I don't see the
files.
They
don't look anything like each other. Where are they? This is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're total ripoffs. Like, they literally, whoever their art department is, they were like, we're only going to slightly change these.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are actually pretty inventive that I'm just like, wow, I didn't think Pokemon would, I thought Pokemon would have grabbed this type of design before, but you know, some of them look pretty cool actually. Like not ripping off of Pokemon.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into it right now. There's more fun.
And then, also another one, Nintendo. I think it took them like a week or two to come for a modder who added Ash and various Pokemon into the Steam version of the game. And the guy, what's funny is the guy literally posted, I think he tweeted, I don't know if it was the last tweet or something, but he just said,
yeah,
Nintendo
he was like,
has
Nintendo's
come for
come.
Me.
Yes. And then it was like a screenshot of like Ash in the game. I was like, damn, dude. I was like, R.I.P.
All that work. All that work he did right there.
Yeah, I think it was a screenshot of what he did and then a screenshot of the cease and desist letter.
Yeah. Yeah, but that fucking mod looks cool because they look like they're straight Pokemon.
For real.
I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah. And then also we got a couple more news bits regarding Power World here. So, Power World originally struggled to find a dev with shooter experience in Japan before finding a self-taught hobbyist who worked at a convenience store. What do you know?
I mean, I can kind of see it a little bit.
And then also we rolled this into a news slash absurd headline quickie here, but this game has gotten so big that even PETA itself has gotten involved here. So PETA has issued a statement regarding animal cruelty in Power World. Quote, PETA has already heard from many Power World fans who have no interest in eating pals and want a vegan guide created for the game, end quote.
Oh my God. Wait.
Because yeah. I don't know if you guys have gotten far, but you can literally call your pal over, take him out of his little Pokeball, and murder him to get meat. Like, literally pull out a cleaver and kill him.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
to get meat, yeah. Yeah, okay. Resources right. and
That's
shit, dude.
One.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
well,
yeah it's funny.
Yeah. Well, there's one more news bit,
no,
actually. One more news bit on this one.
I didn't...
Oh, no.
I did not get in... Sorry, I did not get far. I got 10 minutes, but in the game. But we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll talk about it for sure. But yeah, one big news bit you missed, or just dropped. Microsoft, because of those Game Pass number, is now allocating a team to help the Power World devs get parity with the Steam version so that they can implement cross-play. Yep. And this might become Microsoft's own Pokemon.
So it is interesting because I downloaded, I don't have the Steam version, but I have the PC Game Pass version, and that version plays a lot better than the Xbox Series X version.
Really?
Because I believe the Series X version is a version, like a version behind the PC version.
It is. That's why Microsoft actually is assigning a whole ass team.
Yep.
Like, yeah, because the numbers it's doing right now are insane. And I would say, yeah, the new, the one on Xbox Series S, it's a little jank. A little fucking jank.
But PC, that shit plays nice.
Does
like,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It does play pretty nice.
Ooh.
I'll give it that. It feels nice. It plays pretty well.
Okay. I mean, we're going to talk about... Why don't we just do our quick what we're
do
playing
it.
Right here? Because we got to talk about this fucking game. I'm having a blast. I'm actually really enjoying it. I was kind of going like, whatever. You know, I was on vacation and we were like taking little breaks to play games here and there. And yeah, this is really fun. I gotta say, it's like Pokemon Legends Arceus is the same. It's the same design choices, except maybe the survival stuff's kind of cheap, but you just assign a fucking pal to take care of it for you.
Oh,
and that's
dude,
it. That's great.
That's what I was gonna say is that like I feel like this is what the next gen Pokemon should have been, just because it's like yeah, there's guns and stuff, but there's so much more in regards to like survival mode where you're literally thrown in there like a Valheim or an Ark game, and you have to like go and scrounge to make a base, and then once you make the base, you have to get wood, right? So just make a mill, and then you have your little pal just sit there and fucking chop wood all day.
Yeah,
and you have a constant stream of wood.
No, this is a great slaves game. They're slaves.
Yeah.
They're fucking slaves.
I was about to say, so they're slaves and you can eat them and kill them. Well, okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can take them in battle. You can fucking like ride them and shit. That's actually what I like pretty cool as in regards to it replaces that outdated ass HM and TM system from Pokemon.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Wait, can you name your base? No.
I'm not sure if
I
want to
name mine the Paltation. That's going to be good.
Oh my God.
Wow.
No. Hey, but
name it like, Candyland while you're
right? have your first old sheep pal just come in and start bossing everyone around.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I only got four wools out of you. All right? I need five wools.
What's funny though is that I even have my girlfriend playing this and she's farther than me now because she wanted a Harvest Moon type of game, and I'm like, hey, play this game with me. And she downloaded it, and then like 2 days later I'm like, where are you at? She's like, oh, I'm already fighting this guy at the gym, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm still like like mining, you know? I'm like, what the hell? I'm still making Pokeballs over here. So
yeah
I mean, it's crazy, man. Like it is a ripoff, but at the same time it adds a lot more stuff than Pokemon does.
They really got to be looking at this game.
Like, I was gonna say, we'll see what happens. Maybe they're gonna hire this team.
Wait, James, you only made it 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, look, it's not no.
I mean, survival games are like real hit and miss.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I like some of them. I laughed really hard because I was like, right when it came out, I was like, oh, let me see. And when I picked the sheep up and used it as a shield, I couldn't stop laughing. And then I was like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, what am I doing?
So,
and then the base building, like, I just...
Oh, you hate base building, yeah.
I hate it. Like, as soon as that element is required in the game, I'm out. I just don't like doing it. But yeah. I could already see the appeal of it. Like, I was just running around, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I went and, like, I built the bench, and I started, you know, getting the Pokeballs. And then I got the one sheep, and then I knocked out this big chicken, and then I got him. And so I had this monstrous chicken next to me just wrecking all the pals in the world.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I didn't ask you to do that, but all right. So, I mean, like, I get why it's so appealing to everybody, especially those that play Pokemon, but it's just not a game for me. I'm like, I have no interest in going back and having to build out a base. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I'm actually a base building kind of guy, so this kind of hits.
I know you are. Yeah. I know you are.
It's kind of like like it replaced Valheim for me because I used to play Valheim to like relax and just unwind because I just love the whole, like, you know, you go off in a area and then you can find stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit, there's a base that's already halfway built, I can just take it over or something. But
I mean,
in Pal World, it's funny because you can, what I liked about it was the upgrade system. It's like if you upgrade the pals, you can actually have like a little tree monkey pal sit on your head, shoot a machine gun. Like, all you That's have to funny. Do, like, you know how you're picking up the sheep? Like, you can pick up that monkey. He'll climb on your head and just start shooting people with a machine gun.
That's pretty badass.
It's fucking comedy, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Yeah, like, I mean, I played some survival games that require that kind of thing. Like, I did, like, The Forest when I played it.
Okay.
I played it for, like, a brief period. And then Stranded Deep, I played that one for a little bit, too. And some of them are cool. Like, I get it because it's just way more survival. But it's still, like, I lose interest very quickly because I'm like, all right, like, I don't want to have to grind all this shit out.
It can't be grindy.
I'm not into it. But again, I can see the appeal. Like, I totally get why people are going ape shit over this game. Like, I get it.
Well, I would also say too, like you said, Cordova, Harvest Moon style, kind of relaxing. Again, these pals do a lot of the work for you. You get to actually do the fun shit, which is nice. I'd say the strongest thing, honestly, is creature design is really good. It's a ripoff. Absolutely. But sometimes when I see like one of these monster motherfuckers, like your big chicken or like one of the other ones, I'm like, shit, if I catch this guy, I'm about to beat the fuck out of a bunch of people. And it's great.
Well, I was looking up, like, you know, you tap on one Power World video on Instagram, you're going to get your whole reel full of them and shit. So I saw one where there was like this tree, like this grass panda looking full. but he carries a grenade launcher. So like someone went up to like catch him and they caught him and they threw him out. And this like cuddly fucking big old dopey looking panda just goes around and shoots people like with the fucking cannonball, like King K. Rool or something. It's fucking comedy. Awesome. And I'm just dude, like what the fuck? Like Pokemon is like just so dated compared to this now. And I'm not, you know, like just saying this is the best game ever, but it's like, this is what the new Pokemon should have been, like a breath of fresh air in some regard. Not so much survival, but like just mix it up, dude. Like have us just like, you know, pull the Pokemon out and use them as like to ride around and shit or something, you know, like
it's Pokemon's not allowed to be this absurd. It's just not. It's which is, again, it had its own little thing. You can shine it and go, whatever it is. But like, I like that this is okay with being kind of dumb and ridiculous. Like the fact that you kill these things and their eyes turn into little circles and then they just like, their body ragdolls everywhere no matter what. It's great. That's a great feature that you'll never see in a Pokemon game. You see it in the first 5 minutes of this fucking game, which is great. I'm actually really loving it. I hope Microsoft can make this good parody with the PC version, because if it played a little smoother on the Series S, I'd probably have a lot more time in it. Well, you know, we'll see. It's a great time.
Do you think Nintendo has a case here?
No, I looked a little closer at the statement and what other like game people were talking about, and they're like, the statement reads like more like they have to acknowledge the game, but they're not gonna do shit. It's like, we'll look fucking into it. We get that the game exists.
Even if they come at them, they don't really have, I don't think they have too much of a legal precedent for it, because the characters, all of the characters, the Pokemon, the pals, if you will, they're all changed enough that they can just call it a parody and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because like that's how studios get around, for instance, the mean one, which is the movie about the Grinch. They never call him the Grinch. And that was how they were able to do it, even though it's a copyrighted character. They were able to still make that movie as long as he wasn't referred to as his name. That's why they called it the Mean One. And they kept saying the Mean One in the movie, but it's a parody of an existing character, so they can just say that. Like, these are all parodies of those Pokemon, and then they can't... I don't think they can legally come after them for that.
Well, yeah, I don't think Nintendo wants to give them even that much better press either, because it's really, really going to, like, put the spotlight on what Pokemon's not doing good. Pokemon didn't have the best past 2 years when it comes to public perception, and this one immediately took it over. So final thoughts, I think this is a good direction, and I'm gonna be playing this shit when we're done with this podcast for sure.
I'm not.
it's okay. But you know, James, how about we run through a very random state of play that just occurred?
I guess we'll run through these and then we'll just give thoughts at the end. How about that?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Or we do it one by one. Let's just do it one by one. Anyway, Dave the Diver.
It's your section, James. Place.
Dave the Diver. Medulla Oblongata. Dave the Diver is coming to PlayStation with Godzilla DLC.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Dave the Diver was until I watched that trailer.
Yeah, I was going to say it's really popular on Steam in regards to like it's a life simulator slash like I don't know if I want to say Overcooked, but it's something about like you have to go hunt the fish and then you're like you run a sushi restaurant. So I don't know how Godzilla ties into that. Like, you're gonna kill.
Hold on. So you're gonna kill Godzilla?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if he's gonna tie into that, or I don't.
He's gonna be the sushi chef. You have to get him.
You have to kill like giant fish to feed him. Otherwise, he wrecks your island.
Good gameplay loop right there. There you go. Okay.
I mean, So I don't know. I've never heard of Dave the Diver, but I saw the trailer and then I saw the Godzilla reveal, and I was like, all right, sure.
Yeah, it's a big indie game. It actually it's up there for, I think, one of the indie games of the year, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was even in conversation for that at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, it's coming out in April, and we're getting Godzilla DLC, so yay.
There you go. All right, there you go, Reeks. A game for you to maybe try.
Yeah, there you go. Here we go. Death Stranding 2 trailer dropped, and it looks absolutely bonkers and confusing, just like the first one did.
Yeah, I kind of tuned out after.
it's a 9-minute long trailer, dude. Yeah,
I got like, I want to say like 10 to 15 hours into the first game, and I still don't know what the fuck it's about. And I'm assuming that people in the trailer of this one were shown in the first game. I have no idea. And I was like, all right, it just looks fucking weird like the first game. So, sweet.
Yes. Very, very weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kojima game to the max.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dude with an electric guitar that turned into a railgun or something. So, yeah.
The sort of COVID hands that were covering people's mouths was weird. I was like, I don't understand what's happening. But like, it was a nurse and she had like gloves, but it was weird, dude. It's nine minutes of a bunch of questions and no answers per every Kojima trailer that's ever come out ever.
He's trying to get it for the short trailer Oscars. The short story Oscars. Absolutely.
But in an additional piece of awesome Kojima news, announced that he's working on a brand new espionage game. I'm not going to call it stealth because we don't know that yet. Yeah. So it's an action espionage game. Thank you very much, whoever wrote that. It's going to be exclusive with Sony, and it's going to have a movie tie-in. What up?
Oh, shit. Mm. Wait, is that the Jordan Peele one? No.
No, it's its own. It's a different game.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming... I'm assuming whatever this espionage game is going to be what they wanted to do or what they are doing with Death Stranding, because Death Stranding is being made into a movie too, right? With Norman Reedus?
I'm not 100% sure on that one, no.
Maybe.
I want to say that it was announced too, but anyway.
There's a lot of misleading headlines out there, right? They said stealth in the headline I saw.
Yeah. So it's Kojima and A24 are doing the Death Stranding movie.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Yeah, so it's confirmed, and so I'm assuming, like, obviously because now it feels like Kojima is rightfully kind of blending the world of filmmaking and game and game design, which is like what he's been doing anyway. And so this new one, I think it's going to be like a companion, what he wanted to do probably initially with Death Stranding, or he wanted to do with Silent Hill before that died.
Yeah.
So.
It's like he's finally all of his ducks in a row for this one. Like, it makes sense. Yeah. Instead of having to work with different studios.
Exactly. And the fact that he's literally one of the most amazing and cinematic game designers ever anyway, it only makes sense for him to like, okay, well, I have a movie too. Everyone's going to go, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, we're in.
Now, is it going to be a PS5 game or a PS6 game based on this timeline here? Because we have...
PS5.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
PS5, I still think, has 2 years left shelf life.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right.
I think it has way more than two.
Whoa.
But
I'm just saying.
Three ambitious games, three very ambitious games. So I'm just trying to say, per
the rumors that we heard from Microsoft, when did they say they were going to come out the next Xbox?
2027?
2026. That's what I said. So if they do that, PlayStation 6, anyway, whatever. Yes, it's going to be on PS5. All right. Moving along. Dragon Dogma 2 was showed, and rumors have spread that it's only going to be 30 FPS. What the hell, when?
I didn't write that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't write that.
I'm saying what the hell, because you're the Dragon Dogma guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, when?
Hey. Whatever, dude. Thoughts? I don't give a shit.
I bet you you used to play it on 30 frames per second, huh?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
I saw the trailer. It looks like intense. I never played the first one, so
want to see me do it again?
Yeah, want to see me do it again? I mean, it's one of those games that great combat, great exploration, kind of weird mission design and shit. I think really hampered the first one. Definitely felt like a very Capcom-y way of going about it. So if they fix that and they up the scale, like, you know what? I'll take whatever FPS they want to throw at me. It's a great, great system that needs some refinement. So, but we'll find out in like a couple months, right? Like, it's coming out really soon.
I think April.
Yeah, April. I'm with it. All right. I'm down.
Moving right along past the Dogma, we are going right into Splatoon. I mean, Foam Stars. Gameplay was shown and it's launching on PS Plus.
I think this month, right?
Yeah, a week.
I remember when they showed it during the last day to play, and that was our first. I was like, "What is this? Is this Splatoon?"
Yeah,
it looks really weird. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah,
I will say every single time that Sony tries to make a party game, they fail miserably.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're not good at it.
they're really good when they do. They're very original. Like Sony doing original shit, I'm like, that's gonna last.
Calling all cars, dude.
Mm-hmm, but when they try to rip some people off, like, you know, Mod Nation Racers, I'm sorry, dude. You've been done for a decade. Little Big Planet was a good one, though. That was probably, but that was more original than it was anything else. So,
yeah, it wasn't Little Big Planet's not really a party game. It's just a fun single player game, I think.
Yeah, but, level creation. They tried so hard. This one, I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
Like, what was that car one that they showed at E3? God. It was like All-Star something or other.
Oh, All-Star Destruction or some shit?
It that one, the PS5,
right?
Yes, and they made a big deal about it at E3. No! And then I was like, I downloaded it, and I was like, yeah, this sucks. And I just got rid of it, yeah. They do this, like, I just think they need to just stop fronting. You suck at party games. Just do single player awesomeness like we like.
Wait, isn't Foam Stars Square Enix though win partnership with Sony?
It doesn't matter what the developer is. I just think it's just party games.
It looks like Splatoon with a pretty coat of paint, and instead of paint, it's foam.
Yeah, you're right.
It looks the pass, but it was in again. Also. It was in the article. All right, come on. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever.
I know.
But moving right along to something that's. Moving right along to something that's actually awesome. We got even more Helldivers 2 gameplay. What up?
Launching next week, dude.
I am so unbelievably excited about this one because we were huge Helldivers 1 players, and it's completely different. This game is like not Helldivers, the one we experience at least. It's third-person shooter. It just looks chaotic. It looks like Helldivers on crack, so... Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, the gameplay actually looked really fucking good, I must say. I'm very... This is my jealous of the PS5 moment for sure.
It's like... I don't know if you ever watched any gameplay or something, but it is heavily inspired by Starship Troopers as well.
Even
in the propaganda shit. Like, we want you!
Well, not only that, but then, like, when we were playing, and then when you logged on every day, they would give you a planet that was being overrun by the bugs, so you would have to go and complete... missions on that planet to drive them back. It was an awesome game.
God, that sounds so good.
It was so fun. And what was even funnier is because there was friendly fire, and so we would all pile into one of the vehicles, and everybody would just drive off a cliff, kill us all. Anyway, it looks awesome. I this is a for sure buy. For me, I can't wait to play.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I want a PS5 now.
Well, get one, dude.
Hey, hold on. Let me just get my financial shit in order. I gotta pay the tax man. Anyways, next one. Hey,
pay the tax man. Pay the troll. Confound your lousy toll troll. So Kevin Levine's new game Judas, which I know I just used this euphemism, but I feel like this is actually Bioshock on crack.
Yeah, it looks really good. I'm kind of with this.
Intense.
I was like kind of, when I was watching the trailer, I'm like, all right, waiting for the Bioshock influence. And then I saw the girl throw the plasma electric arc cannon, and I'm like, oh, there it is. Yep. I'm like, yep. Looks exactly like Bioshock.
Leo gift right there.
Yeah, same. Yep. Like when it started with the chick talking, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like this looks like it's going to be interesting. And then as soon as I saw the left hand with the powers and the guns, I was like, it's Bioshock. Okay.
Yep. There we go.
Yeah, but it looks, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of Bioshock clones, but this one actually looks really good. It's got that kind of funky style to it that just looks kind of wild. Like, it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be different than all those other ones that try to be Bioshock, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't really count as a Bioshock clone if it's the OG creator of Bioshock. It's kind of expanding on his own game design.
Right. Yeah. It's basically like taking that what worked so well and then, hey, guess what? Now you have this brand shiny new PS5 that's way technologically better than when you made Bioshock.
Yeah, because he did that with System Shock also, right? Bioshock was a spiritual successor to that. Now he's basically doing it over again with his own property, which means... I don't know. There's a lot of potential there. A lot of potential there.
It looks really good, and I was honestly not expecting to see a game like this. Well, I wasn't expecting to see a game like this and one that... Because at first I was like, oh, okay, it's just another Bioshock clone. Mm-hmm. But obviously Kevin Levine, and then seeing it, I was like, oh, wait, this looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It, again, it's it's a point for having a director actually on the project too. We need to recognize our game creators more. Like, because I'm telling you, Levine's, he's like a Kojima-esque. He's on his way in that direction. Like, he's really, he's got the eye for it if he can, like, pull this off as well.
But, yeah, definitely. And next, which is another game, I'm sure, well, a lot of the bros are very excited about. I'm a little skeptical for reasons I will give in a minute. But we also got a brand new Rise of the Ronin trailer, and it looks like they took From Software, and then they also took Ghost of Tsushima, and then they just jam-packed them in one game. That's what it looks like.
I was thinking more Assassin's Creed with the combat of Sekiro because of the whole, like, traversing and the Ghost of Tsushima stances and shit. I mean, I get it, but yeah, I don't know. I was looking, like, with the flying machine, that's straight out of fucking Assassin's Creed 2, basically. But yeah. Grappling hook straight from Sekiro.
Sekiro, yeah. I don't want to admit that because I hate that game, so I'm not admitting it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting. I don't know if I'm gonna just rush out to buy it because it's not
Ghost of Tsushima 2,
but
no, yeah, definitely not. Yeah. I mean, it looks really good, and I do think that it's not gonna be as difficult as a From Software game, because it does feel like they give you a lot of, well, obviously stances like in Sekiro, and then also, like, it feels like there's a lot more tools in the guns too. I like the gunplay, so that might make me want to buy it more, because I'm like, cool, at least I'm not going to get just mowed down by some asshole with a sword out of nowhere. It looks good.
It looks fine. There's a lot of games coming out with, I think a lot of games like this new Assassin's Creed, they're all swimming in Ghost of Tsushima's wake. You know, they're kind of capitalizing on all of that, or Sekiro even, but, like, you know, let's have more from out there. Fine, if it lands, thumbs up.
All right,
we'll get the last one.
Silent Hill The Message is a free to play game that is out now, and we also got the Silent Hill 2 trailer. Both of them look scary as shit. So, yeah.
That message looks a little PT-ish. I mean, PT, if I do say so myself.
right when I saw it, I was like, I'm not playing it because it looks like PT. And PT was scary as shit.
I felt like they were definitely playing that up. I was like, I kept in my heart. I was like, when they showed the title, I was like, Silent Hill, The Message.
I don't know if you ever played PT.
No, I only know of the hype.
PT has a moment in it that's very similar to the Resident Evil 8 moment. And when I saw that moment, when that moment happened in front of my eyes, I turned the game off. I was like, I'm not doing this shit again.
I get the message, and I am gonna just discard this immediately.
I was reading up on it. I read the article that IGN posted about it, because I was like, oh, cool, it's free. Like, let me read about it. And then as soon as I was reading about it, and she's like, and it's like, oh, you play this woman, and then all of a sudden stuff starts happening. You have a cell phone only, and I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to be packed with a cell phone only, and all this weird shit's chasing me.
I might download it to check it out, but
I'm gonna download it for sure.
When you need a power break, I get it.
Yeah. I was say, I'm gonna get scared out of my mind. Sure.
Yeah, and then two, I'm surprised they didn't provide a release date with two, though. That's the only thing.
I was expecting that too. But
I'm gonna assume that it's probably gonna be summer.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, they might be saving it for a bigger conference, like really drop it. But I mean, it looks good. Graphically looks fine. Everything looks pretty good. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. That was the overall. What do you guys think of the state of play before we move on? Like,
I mean, it was cute.
Yeah.
I felt it was really random. Like, a lot more random than they normally are.
Yes.
And so it was hard to kind of gauge. Like, usually there's like a bit of a theme, ish, kind of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But this one was just like, hey, here's a bunch of random fucking games like together.
All over the place.
I don't know. There was no rhyme or reason of many of the games. They're just like, all right, here's Judas. We're like, well, we didn't even heard of this.
It kind of felt like a Nintendo Direct. Nintendo Directs give you that weird otaku shit, and they're like, and by the way, the thing that you really wanted to look at. And also, new costumes and blah, blah, blah. Like, it felt like, again, like, yeah, the graph was up and down on this one. But if you look at it in the list form, some strong announcements. So, I'll give it that. Yeah. But okay, we got a couple. We got two leaky-ass rumors right here. Cordova, I know you want this one. So
yeah, I found it. And I was like a big old smile on my face right in this. So the rumor is the PlayStation Vita 2 or the PlayStation Portable 3. No one knows what to call it yet, but it may be alive now. So rumblings are picking up that Sony may be partnering with AMD to create a new handheld. Say what you will about the PlayStation Portal, that shit is sold out everywhere. But maybe, just maybe, Sony has been inspired by the sales of the little fucker. Because allegedly, this new handheld will be heavily inspired by the Steam Deck. It will play PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 games natively with maybe some PS6 connectivity. Clearly, however, it is still in very early development. But that literally just dropped today that the rumblings are going on right now. So
what you're telling me is, even though, you know, PlayStation Portal is sold out everywhere, everybody was like, hey, how about you take that idea and then you allow us to play PlayStation 4 and 5 games natively on it? And they were like, oh, weird. It's almost as if we didn't fucking think about that. Yeah, like the community was like, come on, bro. This is what this stupid PlayStation Portal's missing.
It feels like the marketing stunt was, listen, we're not going to create as much of these little PlayStation thingies. We're just going to make sure that people know that we have the potential to do it. And they're going to, quote unquote, sell out. And now it's going to create that thirst for, let's see if there's a hunger for this kind of system. And honestly, with the Steam Deck and all the other, new fucking portable clones things of the Steam Deck, and the Switch, selling what it is, now's the perfect time for Sony to come back and drop one on us. Now's the time.
It's funny though, because like literally, I mean, I'm sure you guys saw the thread the past couple days. I've been asking Jim if he modded his Vita and all that shit, and he said yeah, and he sent me links, and I just like recharged it, downloaded it, I'm gonna mod it. But I was just looking through it, and I'm like, you know what, there's some fucking, like, I was playing Killzone Mercenary on that shit, and I'm like, oh my god, like in 2014 this was like a straight up full-edged Killzone game in the palm of my hands, and it's like now I can play full PC games in the in both hands with the Steam Deck. But it's like, we finally, like, Sony, as much as people were shitting on the Vita and the PSP, like, they were ahead of their times, I think, because now look where we're at. We're back to where we're having full games in our pockets and not on phones anymore, even though Apple wants to make that happen. But people are down to spend the money for dedicated portable gaming systems now.
Well, they got to nail, I think, the software aspect of it more, because like, we bring up a good point for the full experience, but I was watching a video on this actually a little earlier, and it was very, very informative. It's like, why did, you know, he had a full-on God of War, a full-on Uncharted on there, and the point that was made was like, well, it was always treated as a side thing. It's always treated by a lower developer who's having a take on an Uncharted and a take on a Metal Gear and a take on a God of War, where they lost Nintendo because Nintendo treated their 3DS games like, no, this is like the next Mario Kart. This is the next Zelda. This is the next Mario. And they put their big dogs on them. So if Sony can put their big dogs on these portable games, that's going to be the way to go. But they can't give it to these second-tier studios anymore.
Yeah, well, they might not even need to do that, though, if they go the way of the Steam Deck, because the Steam Deck can play, like, new games. Like, it can play Resident Evil 4 that just got released, right? The remake. Yes. It can play it. It's not going to look as good as a PC, but still, you can play it at 30, 40 frames per second. So, like, that software, I think, is, like, even more accessible, widespread now, that they don't have to dedicate a whole studio to these games. They can just say, hey, the new God of War is going to be on PS5 and the PlayStation Portable because it's pretty much the same fucking game.
Yeah, same, if it's going to be the same hardware, same everything. Yeah,
exactly. If it's going to be that powerful.
I hope so, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, If they would have marketed the PlayStation Portal, or if they would have made the PlayStation Portal what the PlayStation Vita 2 is going to be or whatever, that would have been, I would have been way more sold on that than this stupid portal. I hope they do it, because, then, hell yeah, I want a portable PlayStation handheld. I'll buy that shit all day. I'll play Resident Evil 9 on it. Come on, what's up?
Hey, you know what? I'm a handheld fucking stand, so I'm with that shit too.
Well, because, you know, the thing that's really underrated on the Steam Deck is, like, I can play on my PC when I want, but my save file is right there on the Steam Deck, that I don't need to do what the old PSP and the Vita did, where you have to, like, upload a code and download it, and now you can play, right? Yeah, that's already built into shit nowadays. you know? Yeah. So I hope they do, and especially with all these fucking ripoffs of the, oh, I shouldn't say ripoffs, but different takes of Steam Deck stuff, like the what the ROG Rally, whatever it's called.
Ally, I think, yeah,
yeah, Ally and all that shit. I mean, you know, there's Windows based fucking portable games now. There's fucking Steam is Linux and all that shit. So yeah, I think Sony, if they're smart, they're gonna realize like, hey, if the Steam Deck is doing that, then we can just fucking make our own and boom, bam.
Yeah. Like,
we'll be right back in it, you know?
We'll see.
But, yeah, I'm hyped for it. I hope they do it, because I'll be there, too, fucking day one.
Yeah, no, I would buy that before the PS5, to be honest with you. You know I would. But, yeah, okay. And then we just got one more quick rumor. This one I threw in there, because I just discovered it today. Don't potty just yet. Because is a new Star
Fox. I'm the great Leon.
Is a new Star Fox on the way? There might be more evidence of this as a remake of it. Is it a remake of an older game, or is it perhaps maybe a movie trademark? Well, we'll find out. For the first time since Star Fox was added to the game Starlink a few years ago, and of course the remake before that, a new Star Fox trademark has appeared along with the Princess Peach trademark, who very obviously is getting a game in a couple months. This coincides with rumors of Bandai Namco working on a 3D action game for Nintendo, the same team that worked on Star Fox Assault on the GameCube. So, what could Nintendo be doing next with Star Fox? Oh?
Just remaking Star Fox 64?
That does happen quite frequently, doesn't it? So, yeah, I don't know. I hope that it's just a new game. Give us a new game. Give us... Please. I need this.
Okay, hold on. Real quick. But... imagine if they did for Star Fox 64 what they did for Mario RPG. Just saying.
Man, I don't know. They tried it with the Wii U, though. That little Wii U.
Yeah, but like, yeah. Make a now version and just update it in a way that makes it the gameplay more fresh. And you know what I mean? I don't know. That's whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen Star Fox 64 so many times, though. I just want... you know what I want? Branching past Star Fox, but like... did you ever play that DS one, Star Fox Assault? They had, like, branching past, like, a soap opera story, and it was a straight sequel to Star Fox 64 with weird tactical gameplay. But clearly, Star Fox is, like, a story-driven experience, right? So give us this Guardians of the Galaxy-feeling Star Fox with, you know, with some modern controls and modern action and modern levels. I just want that simple-ass experience, Nintendo, please.
Listen here, Slippy, all right?
Shut the fuck up. Oh my gosh, yeah, no.
Fox!
Okay. Fox. Yeah.
I don't know. I want a remake. Give me a remake. I don't care.
You know what? Even a remake, Star Fox Assault, that was actually a pretty good game, too. Just fix the on foot levels. Fix the on foot levels, please.
I don't think I ever played that one, but yeah. I think they should just do a new one, but. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Nintendo. We'll see.
You'll see. Because, that's very obvious what they should do. It's Nintendo. They're going to do something where, like, I hope that works.
I mean, maybe they will, you know, and they'll try to revive it. Because I feel like it's a dead franchise almost for Nintendo. Because it was so good back in the day. But they just pivoted to Mario and everything else, which is obviously that's their moneymaker. But if they did a new Star Fox game, a really good one, they could totally rebound that IP, especially if they did an animated movie like Mario.
Yeah, no, so. I'm with you. So there's a lot of potential there. A lot of potential. But okay.
Definitely.
We got ourselves a mid-month Did They Get It Right? IGN did a Best of Star Wars list. Was there a full-on tier list or was it just top 10? Because I only found the top 10.
It's top 10.
It was top 10.
All right, cool. Well, this is the right one then.
But anyway. I have a lot of issues with this top 10, so...
Well, let's fucking hear them. Because... here is the list, and we want to know if these motherfuckers got it right. So, I'm going to count them down, and then you guys give me your takes here. But I'll count it down first, so we can all see here. Number 10 was Star Wars Dark Forces. Number 9, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Number 8, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. Okay. 7, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Number 6, Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2. Rogue Leader. Oh, controversial. Number 5, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. 4, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. 3, Star Wars TIE Fighter. 2, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. And number 1, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Now, did Go they ahead, get it right?
Go Who, ahead.
Who's running hot?
James is going.
I'll take this. Number 1, yes. Number 1, Absolutely. This is my all-time favorite game, and I don't think there's ever going to be a Star Wars game that is better than it. But this is where it gets a little tricky for me. 2, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. I'm sorry, but I got to bump that down to 3.
Okay. That's
the I am going to put... I'm going to put Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order at 2. The fact that it's 7, like, who the hell made this list? even if people don't agree with me all the way, there's no way that game is not a top 5 Star Wars game, period. That's crazy to me that Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is 7 on this list. Also, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, come on, really? I mean, it's fun. I like it, but there's no way this game even belongs in the top 10 on this list.
There's no way a Lego game belongs in the top 5 in any list unless it's a Lego list.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was going to say.
Unless it's a Lego.
I was going to say, whoa.
Dude, look, like the Skywalker Saga is fun as shit. Like, I bought it and I had a good time. I'm still kind of playing it every now and again, but it's just not. It's a stupid game. Like, there's not. You cannot compare that game to the. It's a stupid game. Anyway, so basically, I would go Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic. Then I'd go Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. My 4 would probably be. I could see Jedi Outcast moving up a spot, being there. 5, Knights of the Old Republic 2 has got to be in there. I'm going to replace Battlefront 2 with the first Battlefront. I think the issues with Battlefront and what they did initially with the game should not allow it to be a top 10 game. The original Battlefront was so unique and fun. I'm going to put that one there. Maybe I'm not going to go through all of my top 10, but I think... one of the biggest games that's not here is, I just lost it. It was in my brain. It was on Super Nintendo. Super Star Wars is one of my top tens. No, God damn it. Hold on. my brain went blank on me. Well, I was so hot.
Tell me one fucking thing, and I'll tell you. Wait, hold on a second. It was Pod Racer, isn't it? No.
Sheesh.
It's working. It's working.
Sorry. I don't know why I mind blanked on there. But one of my all time favorite games that I don't even understand why it's not on here is Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
N64. Yes.
Yeah. So. My bad, N64, not Super Nintendo. I was thinking Super Star Wars, yes. Star Wars, Shadows of the Empire, that's on there. Yeah, I would not have Battlefront 2 on this list. Star Wars Dark Forces is cool. Rogue Leader, it's kind of cool, but meh.
No, hell no. Rogue Squadron is a fucking amazing series. I don't know. Those fighting words right there.
It's cool. But...
So goddamn. Such a good launch game. There's some contention here.
Bottom line is Star Wars Knights of the Republic, 1, and the fact that Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is not even in the top 5 of this list is bullshit. That's my final thoughts.
What I want to know is, in this whole top 10, why in the blue hell is there no Force Unleashed?
Oh, my God. Why didn't I even think of Force Unleashed?
At least the first one. The first one only, but still, that is not even in the top 10. Like, no, that's a fucking, to me, that's a top 5 Star Wars
game.
That
almost automatically disqualifies the list to me. Perfectly honest with you.
I was running so hot that I even forgot about that. Like,
I mean, take out fucking... that Lego shit doesn't even belong into account... All right? Yeah, Force Unleashed? I don't know, man. I don't know. And Dark Forces,
I mean,
too.
You could take out Rogue Leader for that as well. I'm just saying.
Nah.
Nah. He said nah. That's what I was wondering when I saw this list too. Is like, is that Star Wars Battlefront 2 the new gen or the OG one? Because if it's the OG one, that is way too low to be 9. To me, Battlefront 2 is a top 5 as well, because that game is like, that's what made people be like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, you know, we never played anything like this in Star Wars before.
Yeah.
And then, are you talking about the first Battlefront or Battlefront 2, like the sequel?
Well, no, the OG Battlefront 2. You know, the Battlefront 2 from PS2 Xbox days.
Gotcha.
That one was the one that brought in all the, like, heroes, like, all over the place. 1 had heroes, but 2 is when it just went all out to, like, Mace Windu and Boba Fett and, like, you can have more than one hero out and shit. So, the OG Battlefront 2 to me is, like, the premier Battlefront type of game. Mm. Like, you know, even including 2018s or whatever. Yeah, that one, it launched shitty. It got better, but I would still much rather prefer the OG one to that one. And then I agree with James too. The Fallen Order should not be 7. That's top 2. That's top 3 for me, because
yeah,
the moments in that game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jedi Survivor didn't really have any of those moments. Like, don't get me wrong, there was cool moments in Jedi Survivor, but Fallen Order's like last fucking half an hour of that game is just like unadulterated Star Wars bliss right there. Like,
I feel like you can hear the soundtrack and like I can see, hear your hearts, boys.
So I'm on the comments real quick because I opened it up. The top comment, the number one comment, well, the first one I'm looking at, Force Unleashed.
Yeah. Oh,
Where's
Republic?
Exactly. It says Force Unleashed question mark. Republic Commando question
mark. Oh, Republic Commando.
Yep.
Oh, hold on. This is the best Shadows one. No Star Wars Angry Birds, the nerds.
Star Wars Pinball?
No, I'm with you though. Shadows of the Empire, despite its jank, was kind of ahead of its time in a lot of ways.
It was.
Very much. I will say, though, I definitely agree with, like, I like Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast being so high up. Some of the best lightsaber combat. Just, it's so technical and fun. I would often also play it during the Ice Surf days, just that game on its own, when everyone else is playing CS. Because it's just that well made. I'm totally a fucking stand again for the Rogue Leader, Rogue Squadron series, because playing the classic Star Wars moments with actually good controls and lots of enemies on screen was great. Like, the Battle of Endor in that fucking game is fantastic. We have not had space combat in any Star Wars game like that. That shit's awesome.
I need to amend my list and add number 10 in there. This is one of the all-time best Star Wars games, and it needs to be recognized. It's the Star Wars arcade game.
Yeah,
I was going to say that. Can we add that?
Yeah, we should. We should be able to add that.
Are you talking about the one where you fight Vader, or the one that's the fucking IMAX screen in front of you?
No, the one where you fight Vader. Remember the one where we used to play at Castle Park all the damn time?
Yep.
That game was amazing. Oh, that
was a good one.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah,
dude, okay. Right now, did they get it right? No.
No.
we're calling it right now. They did not get it.
They did not. It was kind of close the last time we did. This time, I don't. Nah.
there's way too many discrepancies with this list.
Too many omissions.
This is a bad list. This is a trash list. Shit,
IGN.
And literally, they did this because they wanted to piss people off, and the comments are just full of people that are pissed off.
Yep.
There's seriously so many Star Wars. Like, there's one that's. It's just like, it's criminal. In all caps. And it's, I'm with you, sir. I am with you.
It's criminal.
Yeah, this is a garbage list. And I'm sorry, dudes. Nah.
Yeah, it's a bad list.
All right, they got it wrong. They got it super wrong. All right, well, fucking A. Let's wrap it up here, fellas. What are you playing? We already talked about Power World. It's fine. Great. Well, you already know our thoughts on that one. My quick one, I've been playing more Halo Infinite again, and I think I talked about it up front. Again, like I said last week, wish it was this good. Firefight, I've been playing Firefight on Heroic difficulty, which is harder, but funner. So, no grappling hook, but still very, very good.
Whoa.
I'm just, it's Halo Infinite, you got my heart again. Haven't been playing my Switch. So, yeah, that's it for me. Only Power World and Halo. Xbox finally got some love after a fucking year.
I played 10 minutes of Power World, if that counts. But mostly I've been playing Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. Came out for free on the PlayStation Plus Extra tier. And I immediately downloaded it, and I've been playing it, and it's so fun. It kind of makes me sad that Gearbox could potentially die and they won't make a sequel. Because it's super fun. It's Dungeons and Dragons and Borderlands mixed together, basically.
Yeah.
In a way. And it's really fun. And then also, at work, my boss brought in his PS5, and on our breaks, we've been playing Fortnite. So I got the Fortnite itch.
Oh,
I've been
playing did.
I did, and I've been playing Fortnite again.
Damn. I mean, all zero those build? Character drops and all that.
Oh, yeah, zero build. That's the only time I play.
Yep, that's the only thing I play on, too.
Yeah, dude, I can't hang with the kids. I can, like, make a building and edit it out, shoot you, and then edit it back. Like, I'm out.
That's Nate.
Exactly. Zero build, I'm there all day.
No, I see my nephews do it sometimes. I'm like, how the fuck do your fingers move that goddamn quick?
Yep.
Yeah. They showed me at work, one of my coworkers, he's like really into Fortnite. They have this glove that they play with on PC where you can bind, there's like a bunch of keys.
Jesus Christ.
And you bind your builds into it, and these kids, it looks like they're fucking playing the piano, and you just see these crazy like skyscrapers popping up. I'm like, how is that fun for anybody else like but them? Like I would be so mad I would never play that game again.
Oh yeah. Yep. So I'm going to replace, because I already talked about my Power World, but you know what? I'm going to do a late addition to, now that James brought up Fortnite. If you know what else they got, I think announced today or yesterday. Guess what, boys? The guitars from Guitar Hero Rock Band are coming back thanks to Fortnite.
That's right.
Because of their little Fortnite festival. The peripheral manufacturer, I think it's PDP, make nothing. Yeah, they make some good, you know, I bought some of their secondhand controllers. They work on PC fine.
They don't break so fast. That's good.
Yeah, they don't break fast. Yeah, so they actually announced that they are releasing a guitar that will work in Rock Band 4 if everyone has it, but more importantly, it's going to work in that Fortnite festival that's taking over. So I'm going to be keeping my eye out for that, because shoot, sign me up for some new Rock Band. I think if those things sell well, then, you know, there may be a new Rock Band on the way.
Oh yeah, dude.
So
I'm for it. Now that's a fun party game.
Les Grossman band coming back? Is that what's gonna happen?
Yep. Les Grossman and the Tropic Thunder.
We're reuniting. Yeah, we'll be having concerts in Fortnite, dude. I'll be Master Chief and James can be whatever skin he has. I don't know.
I don't even know what season it was from.
Have you seen the Fortnite festival? Just real quick, the gameplay. Have you tried it? It's literally Rock Band, but on a controller. And I see my daughter play it, and she's over there singing. Like, you know, it's literally the keys are coming down like Rock Band, but they use a controller now. Yeah, so that's why they're making the peripherals, so that peripherals can work with it. So I'm assuming they're gonna keep that. Yeah, they're gonna keep that around. So I'm gonna be playing that in the future. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
All right. And we'll top it off with an absurd headline. Thieves caught on camera stealing 35,000 Pokemon cards get mocked by store staff. Tofu's trading was the target of a heist where thieves stole 35,000 individual Pokemon cards, crawling across the store's floor to do so. But their lack of knowledge worked against them, as the cards were reportedly worth very little money, if anything, and the employees used the security cam footage to mock the thieves, going viral all online. So, yeah. I mean,
How are 35,000 Pokemon cards not valuable?
I think they're too new. They didn't get these legacy cards. They got these like fucking whatever that they haven't built their shit. Maybe they'll be valuable in like 20 years. There you go.
Yeah.
The long haul for these fucking thieves. When they get
even if half of those are worth a dollar, that's still kind of good.
I guess. Yeah. Who's gonna be slanging these individual cards out there?
Yeah.
Here's a dollar.
eBay, dude. I don't know.
Let's just do this 35,000 more times. Kid. Yeah.
No. Listen to my podcast.
Yeah, but I thought it was kind of funny seeing the video. I'm like, oh wow, yeah, this whole store's crew really edited the fuck out of this video, just talking shit on these thieves who they're basically crawling on hands and knees, sneaking to try to get these fucking cards and ski masks. It's hilarious. But yeah, that's just gonna there's no market for anything, you know. So yeah, way to go. I hope it was worth it, and I hope you don't get caught, because that'd be a stupid reason to get arrested. Anyways. Alright, well, with that, that was our latest episode of the NPC Gaming Podcast, the first episode of February. We will be back in 2 weeks, where we'll, I'm sure, talk about more shit, provide some of our wins and fails, and all that good stuff. This has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes, of the Horrible People's Podcast. We will be doing Trash Month with James over here coming up for the remainder of February. So look out for those episodes dropping there. You can find me on that show regularly. And of course, this one as well when it drops. James, what you got?
You can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as part of the Turning Tables podcast, which is a live D&D campaign. I play a barbarian and I bonk stuff. So go give that a listen. Also, since I wasn't able to announce this last time because I was absent, I have my own solo podcast now.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. My podcast is called the Retired Mosher Podcast. I am on Spotify. I am on Apple Podcasts and probably soon to be a bunch of other stuff, I guess. But those are the ones that people use most of the time. Anyway, so please go give me a listen. My first episode is already out. It's very personal, but people seem to have connected to it in a special way. So I appreciate that. Please go give it a listen. I have already recorded episode 2, but because we are all busy adults, I have not edited that yet. But I am hoping to get that out very soon.
It might be out by the time this comes out, right?
Yes, by the time this episode drops, that one will be out. So, yeah, go give me a follow, Retired Mosher Podcast, Retired Mosher Pod on Instagram. Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Hey, Cordova, what you got?
I'm here.
He's here.
I'm just here. Yeah, I'm here. Getting bent over at work. Barely got time to sleep and eat. So, yeah, I don't have anything special going on until I get invited to the Horrible People's podcast. That's for games.
Dad answer that I've ever heard.
Yeah, in my sorry. Right there. Yeah. But you know what I was thinking, though, is we might make our own, we might post our own little top 10 or top 5 Star Wars list and post it to the Instagram so you guys can shit on it or talk some shit or something. I don't know.
Let us know. We'll see. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Deserved. And of course, yeah, Cordova was recently on our Resident Evil 5 episode. Listen to that, is Unhinged Madness. And again, look out for James to be on the show for the coming month.
Yes. And then please go listen to Trash Month because it's full of absolutely shitty horror movies and it's a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Happens every year. So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.
Later.